It's time for the Del Olalea Show
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Now, broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Del Olalea.
When the world was a time of this and that, I was young, didn't know to hold it back. Now we're here in the world, something else. We can leave any day and call for help. We were gods, nobody was above me. The A on my chest like a Dolce. The A on my chest, put your fist up. The A on my chest like a chipmunk. Alva, Theodore, breathe in, breathe out. Me and more, breathe in, breathe out. Never mind.
All right, you get to hour two right now, and we start with the call. Tom wants to join us. What's up, Tom?
You talking to me?
Is your name Tom? Because that's what it says up on the board.
No, I'm Concrete Keith.
Okay, what's up, Concrete Keith?
I just found out that Paul and them are getting their pink slip. And Joel? Wow. I want to shout out to them. And just how, you know, it's just crappy how society is, that it always comes about money. You know what I mean? I get to know you. I remember when Fred and AJ left. And then I got to get used to the new guys. Then y'all tried that wheelhouse stuff. And but I just wanted to think everybody should take a moment and just, you know, think about the magnitude. I know we're all sports and everything, but that's, you know, those two guys were great, and, you know, Paul was a one-man show, so like I said, and Blank, you know, with his seriousness and Rockets background, I mean, yeah, but then also he has daughters and, like, Dell, so, I just felt like y'all need to take a moment on that.
Yeah, if you don't know, Paul Gallant and Joel Blank are no longer with the station, and as much as I can say is it was not anything about who they are as people or what they did on the show. Sometimes finances become an issue, and they have become in the past here. And unfortunately, those two gentlemen suffered the brunt of it. And of course, nothing but positive to say. You mentioned Paul's a one-man show. Paul brings certainly a rich and different perspective to what he does. And I think you could say that about a lot of guys who do this job. So Paul Gallant no longer hosting a show, and also Joel Blank has had to depart as well. And business, it's the business, man. They were just at the listener party on Friday and felt like a good time had by all. And then the reality of what it is pops up yesterday. So when I heard it, very sad to hear it. And that's where we are right now. Well, we'll have a different lineup. I don't know if even it's been announced, but of course Paul won't be following me today. It'll be the Rich Eisen show. So we'll go to ESPN Network programming, and then we'll pop in back at 3 with Jeremy and Joe George, who has last call. He will move to that show with Jeremy going forward. As you can tell, if it happens on a Tuesday afternoon and things change on a Wednesday, it's pretty impromptu, not planned, and this is where we are. So that is the news. If you missed it yesterday, I think Paul went on Twitter and told everyone. I'm not sure if Joel announced anything, but yeah, that's where we stand there. And as a person who has been someone who lost a job because of the finances, it's tough. It's tough to hear, and it's tough to go through. And, of course, we wish those two guys well. And I expect both will bounce back because they're talented dudes. So
yeah.
That's where it is.
Yeah. It does suck. And like you said, like just on a Tuesday afternoon, just like
yeah,
just like is, a shotgun to the chest.
Yeah, you're like, what? Huh? What are we talking about here?
Yeah.
That's where it is. So that's the extent of what someone where I sit would know. It is, they're no longer here. It had nothing to do with their performance. And just know that we all wish they were still here because they're us. They're part, they're family. They're part of the station. And now, unfortunately, that's had to change. And through nothing that they did. That's where we stand with that. I guess Concrete Keith, you said your name was. I don't know that the intern got that so wrong that he hurt Tom and it turned into Concrete Keith. Who knows where that stands? The intern, as I was walking in, mentioned something we have not discussed because they're out of season. He mentioned Alperen Şengün. who is lighting it up in Eurobasket right now.
Yeah, yeah. I see the highlights. And then I'm like, oh, when do these games happen?
Air, yeah. I don't know what station they're on, what time they come on.
They're on like 4 a.m.
Yeah,
like,
so okay. We're not going to.
You guys can have
that. I'm definitely not getting up for that. Sorry. Eurobasket does not take that part
hopefully,
of
you know,
my day.
They go far enough. They play late.
I don't know if they. I don't know if they schedule their games for American viewing. It probably feels unlikely.
Now that I think about it, well, just like it becomes prime time there, and so it's a little bit later.
Yeah, because 4 o'clock here is what 11 a.m. there or something like that. Yeah, something like that. So I don't know if Alperen is in a Eurobasket final. If it would come on in the mid afternoon here.
Probably not mid afternoon. But can we get like a 10 o'clock? Can we get 10 o'clock on a Sunday, right before football?
I don't know. Maybe they treat it like Pac-12, formerly Pac-12 football, runs at like 9:30 for the in their time zone, and we get it about 2 or whatever here. Yeah. I don't know. But, Alperen, the youngest player ever to have a triple-double in Eurobasket. Luka was the youngest because he just did it in this tournament, but he was 26.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that. I didn't know that Luka did it.
He had a triple-double earlier.
And then
Alperen did it.
Alperen's like... 23.
Yeah, it's 23. He went 19, 12, and 10 for his triple-double. Luka just did it in the tournament, but he was 26 years old. So Alperen Şengün, youngest player in that tournament ever.
Eaten.
You know what?
For Turkey.
Turkey? Or Turkey?
It's been a while since I heard Rob Stone say it on a soccer broadcast.
I'm looking at his jersey right now. Turkiye. Turkiye.
Out of respect for Alperen Şengün, I'll try to get it right next time.
Please do.
But if he was from somewhere else, I would not have been trying to.
Well, out of respect for Alperen and out of respect for the Turkish fans, because they don't like being disrespected, even if it's in a joking way. Trust me. I learned my lesson. Like, it's never great. It's never great when your social team clips something out. It's now years ago, maybe a couple years ago now. They clip it out of context. And if you don't get the context of the morning show where everything's just a stupid joke, it just feels like you're just ripping on Turkey and Alperen Şengün, and you don't know the context because
you're speaking for a segment.
I'm speaking for a segment. You know, the Jalen fans versus the Alpi fans. I was speaking on behalf of the Jalen fans in the joke we were doing, but you don't know that if it's just clipped. And ooh-wee. When that thing went, it was rough for a couple of days, and then they forgot. But let me clean it up one more time. I know Alperen Şengün's a great player. We good?
Yeah, all right, we're good. Cool. And I'll try to get the name right next.
Yeah,
time.
Please,
Turkey. Yeah,
please do. And I think they're 7-0 in Eurobasket. We'll see. I don't know who's next. They just won their
busting everyone's ass.
they won their quarterfinal over Poland.
What does the Israeli coach say about Alperen Şengün? I heard what he said about Giannis.
I don't know. That wasn't great. I think we talked about that off the air with the Israeli coach.
Well, I mean, it's a public statement.
I'm not saying we shouldn't talk about it. I don't know if we had talked about it on the air yet. But he mentioned using a assault rifle. That's the only way you can stop Giannis.
They asked him how to stop Giannis. He said maybe with a machine gun.
It's not a great time to be talking about shooting people with assault rifles, considering what's going on currently. Not that he has anything to do with it, but hey, sometimes.
Where did I find this bracket?
Read the room. Yeah. Well, they just won the quarterfinal against Poland, so they're into the semis. I don't know who they're playing next because, as you said, the bracket. I don't know where the bracket is for Eurobasket, but Alperen's getting it done. What I don't want to hear is if he gets off to a slow start with the Rockets. He's tired. He's tired from playing all that basketball during the summer. That cannot be a thing. Look, you're going to have Kevin Durant as a buffer, so even if he does get off to a slow start, you'll be fine.
Oh, it's Friday. Have no idea what time. Turkey versus Greece. Şengün
versus Giannis.
Future teammates facing off. Actually, probably not teammates.
Probably get traded for if that was going to be the thing. So, Finland beat Georgia. The country, of course, not the state.
Yeah, fire Kirby.
Well, Kirby loses to Tennessee. Maybe some drunk Georgia fan will say that.
Fire Mike Bobo.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Mike Bobo will be the first to go.
He only scored 79 points.
Yeah, Mike Bobo would be the guy they would blame first. Germany versus Slovakia. If you missed it, Serbia was knocked out in an upset. So So Jokic isn't around. Yeah. And of course, as you mentioned, Germany versus Turkey. That's Friday. So if you want to get up early and watch.
Yeah, I have no idea what time. It says TBD.
Giannis versus Alpi. It's there for you.
Oh, they're playing in Latvia? Whew, this is going to be early.
And you got.
That's
got
to be a couple hours past.
So the other quarter. Right? I don't know. Greece versus Turkey is in the semis. Germany versus Slovakia to determine.
Slovenia.
You're right. Slovenia.
Don't want the Slovakians on your ass. We got the Turkish up here.
Apologize to Luka.
Yeah. Apologize. They're serious about that.
Apologize to Goran, who's not playing, but I apologize to Dragic as well for getting that wrong. But yeah, so Alperen's got a chance to lead his team to a Eurobasket title. Credit to him for what he's done. He's been lighting it up. This team's perfect in Eurobasket. But now he faces a guy who can only be stopped, apparently. By an assault rifle? The Israeli coach. Relax, maybe, on that a bit. Maybe. Just a bit.
Take it down a notch.
A little bit.
And it's not all because of happenings
It's also
worldwide. Like, if
it can be said here either.
Yeah. Like, if Ime Udoka said that about Steph Curry, we'd also have problems.
Excuse me?
What? Also, Ime, because I'd be like, there's a chance he's thought about it.
I don't think that's the case. There's a chance he's thought about calling Steph a bitch because he'll call in the NBA star that apparently
clothesline over something.
If you missed that interaction a couple years ago with him and LeBron. All right, we'll go to break. Let's hope Alpi can get to a final and win Eurobasket, but Giannis and the Greece team is standing in his way. All right, we will go to break with that. I got to question the people in my circle when we come back. Because I thought I had some real ones with me. And then I go to HEB and find out I didn't have any real ones. You're wondering, how does that tie in? You'll find out when we come back.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
Attention taxpayers, if you owe $5,000 or more and have missed another tax deadline, you're officially on the IRS's radar. The IRS has resumed aggressive collections. That means wage garnishments, bank levies, even seizures of your home, car, or retirement accounts. If you owe $5,000 or more and missed the deadline, you're stacking new debt on top of what you already owe. Call Priority Tax Relief now. Their experts fight back fast and are saving their clients millions in tax debt every month.
I owed over $50,000. And they settled it for pennies on the dollar. These guys are as legit as they come.
After speaking on my behalf with the IRS, my entire debt of $25,000 will be eliminated.
Whether you've received collection letters or you're already facing liens and garnishments, call for your free consultation. There are no upfront fees. Priority Tax Relief. Let's make your taxes our priority. Call 800-860-6195. 800-860-6195. 800-860-6195.
Priority Tax Relief.
Progressive knows we all crave validation.
Girl, you are not 37.
I would have guessed 27.
You guys are too sweet.
Sure. Dewy skin.
Terrific. Is something wrong, Ned?
Why would you ask? Just because today marks my 10th anniversary without a car accident or even a speeding ticket? But somehow, tonight's all about your skincare.
Wow. With Snapshot from Progressive, you can get a personalized rate based on how you drive. And that's all the validation you need. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in California or from all agents. Surcharge possible for unsafe driving.
Lowe's knows that free makes everything better. That's why our rewards members get free standard shipping on the things they need and want, starting at Silver Key status every day. Savings for rewards members add up fast. So why wait? Join for free today. Lowe's. We help. You save. Not available in Alaska and Hawaii. Exclusions and more terms apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/shipping terms. Subject to change.
Let's hydrate. Grab a Rambler Sparkling Water, the official sparkling water of ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. A Texas mineral blend available in original lemon lime, grapefruit, satsuma, blackberry, and now wild cherry. Get Ramblin', Houston.
For premier recreation, dining, and entertainment, head to East River 9, located 1 mile from downtown Houston. East River 9 is the only 9-hole par 3 golf course, driving range, and pickleball facility in town that features night golf under its LED stadium lights. The venue boasts a tremendous view of the Houston skyline, which is perfect for sunset gazing while enjoying your favorite cocktail or Riverhouse restaurant menu item. Go to eastriver9.com to book a tee time, pickleball court, or sign up for our annual membership. You'll be glad you did.
Houston is Soccer City USA, and World Cup 2026 is coming our way. Join me, Glenn Davis, every Tuesday and Wednesday, 6 Central Time, for Soccer Matters ESPN 97.5, presented by the Daspit Law Firm.
The Bullpen, Saturdays at noon on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's the Del Olalea Show.
On ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Now back to Del Olalea.
So I went to HEB, Monday. Monday night. And for the first time ever, when I went to a grocery store, I forgot my wallet in the car. At least I thought I did. So I was up at self-checkout thinking, okay, got my 10 items. Actually, I snuck in an 11th.
Officer.
So I snuck in that 11th, but I was like, you know what? We're good here. Then I check my shorts, no wallet. First time it's ever happened to me. So I tell the woman who is not studying so close that she knows I have an 11th item, but knows that I look like I'm a little frantic, that, hey, I left my wallet in the car. Can I go get it? And, okay, she goes, I'll suspend the total here, it'll stay here, and then the cart will be here when you get back. So I'm like, okay, cool. Get out to my car, no wallet.
You just didn't have a wallet on you?
I didn't bring it with me. Thankfully, I only live like 5 minutes away from HEB, so I did have to go home. Total round trip from the time I got to my car to back, probably 12 minutes. And I was hoping that the cart would still be there. No chance. There's ice cream in it. They put everything back. So, okay, I'm embarrassed. I don't even make eye contact with her. I was like, keep going. Just keep walking. Got to do the whole thing all over again. And when I decide, you know what? Maybe I missed some things. So I go find some snacks, and then I run into these that no one's told me about, and that's why I know I don't have any real ones in my life. No one told me about Texas Heat Trail Mix from HEB. What are we doing here?
Oh, no one told me about that either.
I'm telling you now. If you like a little spice with your trail mix, go with it. You know, they don't call them corn nuts because that's a trademark, but yeah, they have corn nuts in the bag. Well, and other films. Sorry.
Careful.
Sorry. That was part of the appeal to me. Give me a little spice with my trail mix. So no real ones told me about that. So I got to check my friend group. That no one decided that, hey, let the dude know who's always talking about spicy stuff, that they got a spicy trail mix at HEB. And then you go, since this is my second trip, let's throw some ice cream in there.
I earned it.
Yeah, and some bacon as well. That I'll make over the weekend, I guess. Well, yeah, I'm just telling everyone, if you don't know about it and you frequent HEB, go get yourself some of that Texas Heat Trail Mix. They come in individual bags. They're a big bag, but individual bags inside of them. Trust me, if you're into that sort of thing.
To Texas Heat?
Yeah, Texas Heat
Trail Mix. I'm on the app right now.
Yeah, you're going to make an order for that. I wish they.
I already have an order, and I might still be able to.
Oh, are you someone who places an order and they round it all up for you?
Yeah, I just do curbside.
Man, I do that with Whataburger, but not. I've never done it with HEB because every time I go to HEB, it's like impromptu. I'm like, oh,
well, that's why, is because I want to be on a schedule. B, I don't want the. And like I said, hey, I deserved it. Let me get a couple extra things.
Just get the things you know you need.
Yeah, yeah. The window shopping or the impulse buy. I buy like 3 extra things.
Yeah,
every
it's a problem.
So this,
I agree.
This limits me.
Yeah, I gotcha. You know yourself. Understood.
But so, now, you know, spicy.
Let's try
Texas
it.
Trim.
Yeah, it's pretty good. I'm in. Not even pretty good. Really good. It's not an ad for HEB, although, you know, you want to put me in something. I'm not an Astro, so unlikely. But there it is.
They're running out of Astro.
Yeah, I'm healthy. I'll say that, healthy enough to appear in a commercial. And my arm's intact. Unfortunately, a lot of the Astros aren't. We talk a little basketball in reference to Alperen Şengün. Here's a rule. All those guys who avoid the end of half or end of quarter heaves, don't worry about it. It now is no longer going against your field goal percentage. It'll be a team missed field goal, much like there are team turnovers or team rebounds when no one secures a rebound when it goes out of bounds. If you don't want to have something hurt your field goal percentage when you throw up a 60-footer, now there are no worries. This is according to Shams. they implemented the rule for the season to give more of those half court heat or get more of those half court heaves into the game. So you would see a player get the ball at the end of the quarter and not even try.
Yeah, or not even like try. The double pump.
Yeah. It's much in line with the guys who at the end of a game, when they have the ball, they try to give it to their teammate so they don't pick up a turnover.
Yeah.
Like when the shot clock's about to run out.
Yeah. When there's 28 seconds
left.
On
the game clock and,
yeah.
Or the game clock and 23 on the shot clock. They don't want a turnover, so they'll hand it over to their own another guy so they don't pick it up. That's actually not an individual turnover either. It's just a shot clock violation. It doesn't go to anyone. Players don't really know that, so they'll just try to hot potato it.
Yeah.
This is in line with that as well. So maybe we'll see more tries from guys who otherwise wouldn't. It adds at least another play, a potential play to the mix. It's not going to result in a lot of makes, considering how difficult it is, unless your name is Peyton Pritchard, who's somehow very good at that.
Yeah.
But just guys no longer need to avoid it because they're so concerned about their field goal percentage, which is a little soft to begin with.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah, I was going to say, do we think this is actually going to, like, affect
I see
anything?
Enough guys not firing it up. And I can't imagine – I can only imagine the reason they don't do it is because they don't want it to affect their field goal percentage. So I think we will see more half-court heaves, more three-quarter court heaves because guys don't have to worry about looking at their box score and going, instead of going 6 for 13, I could have gone 6 for 12 if they didn't count that against me.
Mm.
The Wood on Twitter says, the Texas Heat Trail mix from HEB is my go-to road trip snack. Where were you? Where were you? Not that he, like, I'm expecting random people. Hey, why didn't you tell me about that?
Just everything that they like.
Yeah.
Hey, every snack.
You know me
like.
A little bit. You know I like spicy stuff. Where were you, Wood?
Hey, Dale.
Or the Wood?
Hey, Dale.
In fact,
just had so and so. Thought you.
Thinking about you. I was at HEB. In fact, actually, you know what? You guys are right not to, be honest with you. That'd be weird.
They have I saw, what was it? It was some sort of like spicy Cheez-It. Just putting that on your radar.
I am aware of those. I'm out. Like,
okay.
See, this is a problem. It is a problem. Like, yeah.
I didn't.
Sometimes you tell people things like, you know what? I don't want that.
I just thought since we're talking about it.
No, I'm not even knocking you. I get the point why.
That's
I know.
Good.
I'm being
That's
stupid
good.
By saying, hey, why didn't you tell me? No, I understand. I understand. Because it may be something you don't like. I don't like spicy cheese. I guess I put it that way. Particularly on a cracker. A cheese cracker. I'm good. I like my spice apparently in trail mix form.
Yeah, with some cashews in there.
No cashews, just the as they call it. I forgot.
Assorted nuts.
Yeah, they don't. As I said, they don't call it corn nuts. They call it something else.
Oh.
And like this type of Texas, they call it like a Texas firecracker or something like that.
Do they have M&Ms in there?
No, no spicy M&Ms. It's not.
Now I'm gonna add some M&Ms to my order.
You're looking for Texas Heat M&Ms?
It's a little dust on them. It's like
you would like
tangy, you, sweet and tangy.
You would enjoy the rodeo because they put like fried. I mean, hot Cheeto dust on everything.
Yeah, I've had some of it. I can't say that I've had all of it. Definitely not. I don't think a man alive has had all of it.
Yeah, it's too much. It's too much.
You wouldn't be alive if you had all of it.
Is this the same, Anton?
I don't know.
We'll get to either the same or the different. We'll find out when we come back. If you want to follow Anton, you can 713-780-3776. Just found a new snack. All it took was me forgetting my wallet and the embarrassing.
Well, you found.
It's better off that I was in the self-checkout line to have like 25 items. Normally, I don't shop that way. I don't buy things at that rate just because I live alone. I don't need to. Like if I had like 30 things, oh, it's in my car. Okay, we'll wait.
Yuck.
Later. I'll be back in 15 minutes. And then you have the person at checkout just staring at you. Thankfully, self-checkout preserved some of my dignity, although it did lessen a little bit because it's embarrassing. All right, we'll get to Anton and anyone else when we come back.
ESPN 97.5.
I assume you knew.
Hey, Lance Zierlein here. You know I'm a numbers guy, and I like the numbers that Daspit Law Firm is putting up for their clients. The super team at Daspit Law handles a full range of personal injury cases, and they are getting results from their clients in big numbers. Car accidents, truck accidents, industrial accidents, construction accidents, maritime accidents, offshore accidents. These are all areas where if it's you or someone you know, I encourage you to get a free case review from John Daspit with the Daspit Law Firm. Call 713-CALL-NOW. That's 713-CALL-NOW.
Okay, Texas, pop quiz. True or false? Walmart has more than half a billion items online. True. Find a huge selection online that you can't find in stores. True or false? Groceries always cost more when they're delivered. False. Walmart's grocery prices are the same for delivery as they are in-store. Last one. Walmart can deliver in as fast as an hour. True, y'all. Use express delivery to get eligible items to your doorstep before the pool party starts. Walmart. Who knew? Subject to availability. Fees and restrictions apply.
It's midnight in Houston, and Bob just can't sleep. The AC is broken, and he can't count the sheep. Don't worry, big man. You don't need to scream. We can fix your AC with the help of Air Team. They'll come to your place, fix it up without a trace. Trust the ultimate fan with the paint on his face.
Is your air conditioner not performing at a pro level? Call Air Team, H-Town's HVAC team. The best heating and air conditioning installation services. 713-936-5346 or visit airteamltd.com.
Blue Star Tequila, the world's first and only night-harvested tequila. This is tequila that's natural, unfiltered best, made with 100% blue agave and totally additive-free. Smooth, vibrant, and full of character. It's tequila the way it was meant to be. So whether you're chasing championships or celebrating the moment, raise your glass to bold beginnings and taste the Blue Star difference. Find it near you at BlueStarTequila.com.
It's your guy, Sean, with Greenlight Offer. And guess what? We are still buying houses at fair prices. If you own a house and want to sell it fast in the most simplest way, I'm your guy. Call me today at 832-779-4000. We buy houses in any condition, any price range, in any location in the Texas area. Every single month, every single weekend, every single day, we are doing two things, Houston, and that's helping homeowners like yourself with their property problems and buying houses. In 2024, we bought 138 houses, and we want to buy more. We buy inherited houses, vacant houses, pretty houses, not-so-pretty houses, behind-in-payment houses. We even bought my tenant won't pay me the rent houses. We buy them all. We will buy your house in as-is condition. No repairs needed, no clean-out, and we will pay for movers to help you move. Call me at 832-779-4000 for a same-day offer. That's 832-779-4000. Call for Sean with Greenlight Offer, and I'll get your Greenlight number on your house today. Woo!
McGrath Pest Control, basically hired killers. See their killing menu at McGrathPestControl.com.
Del Olalea Show continues
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's your host, Del Olalea.
The intern believes it's the same, Anton. We'll find out here. Really, it's an arbitrary radio rule. I only follow it because that's how I've been taught. Like, only one time can you call on. And really, for me, it's, did I like you the first time you got on? And if I tell you you can't get on a second time, that there's your clue that I didn't like the first time around. Anton, I didn't mind because he was talking about what happened in that Yankee game. Is this the same Anton?
No, this is a different. My name is Antoine.
This is way different. The intern couldn't tell the difference. This is way different. What's up, man?
Nah, not much, man. I'm doing all right. Mapers, how are you, bro? Hope you're doing all right.
Doing good.
Hey, so I just want to point out, look, I work at UPS, right? And I don't know if you guys have ever tried using UPS where you're missing packages, shit just gets lost. Well, my bad. But look, they piss me off. My employees piss me off because they're just a bunch of lollygagging bitches over there, and they're always losing everything. They're not getting stuff done, and that's it. I just want to rant about those lollygaggers, guys. Y'all have a good one.
Thank you, Antoine. We appreciate you taking our prompt about if you got lollygaggers around and want to complain, the word you use, and you acknowledged it. We gotta watch it. But thank you. Thank you for acknowledging the prompt. If you missed it because of what's going on and CJ Stroud using the word lollygag, I asked people, hey, is there someone around you that's lollygagging that you want to tell us about? I don't know if it's great for you to name the business that you work at, but hey, that's your call. You do what you want to do.
Yeah. Say love you.
Yeah. I mean, but next time, Antoine. maybe
let's clean it up.
Maybe clean up a little bit.
That filth and flarn on the morning.
No, I mean, you want to call someone a B word? That's fine. I mean, I already use that word.
Yeah,
but some words we gotta get rid of, and you use the S one, so we had to clean that up. But appreciate you calling.
Keep that to 7 to 10. All right.
This is a clean, family friendly show. Here, we just want to entertain, not piss anyone off. Although we may need to acknowledge the use of the word Mapers. Do you want to be Mapers? Because we can make it happen.
No, not really.
You don't want to be Mapers. All right. Just like I don't like Deli Belly.
It's just a thing that no one calls me.
Yeah. Mapes. Mapesy. That became a thing here, I think, right? Or did people other places call you Mapesy?
I don't know. I don't think. Maybe they did. I don't.
I think maybe John has called you Mapesy a couple times.
That feels like a John thing.
Yeah. He gave this show a name that doesn't really exist, Mopey and Mapes. So he may have called you Mapesy. But once again, Antoine, thanks for calling in, despite some of the content. We'll take it or leave.
Viewer discretion is advised.
I didn't know we'd have to do that, but maybe. You know what? Maybe we get Michael Carroll to do that for us.
Just
add a disclaimer.
Yeah, all he has to do is add it to what already exists. You know.
It's true.
Viewer discretion.
I got to go in there and record some things with Michael today.
Yeah, run it by him.
I don't know, want to give him any extra work, to be honest with you. It feels like he's got a lot to do, just overall and with recent events as well. All right, so thank you to Antoine. Anyone else want to join us? The number is 713-780-3776. Okay, while we have joked about what's going on at North Carolina just because of the Bill Belichick of it all, he's a little petty, which I don't mind. Him banning the scouts from the Patriots because of what he deems as being banned from the Patriots facility. That was debunked, at least if we believe Mike Vrabel. He said, well, he was up here for the Tom Brady Hall of Fame stuff, so could he really be banned? Bill Belichick seems to think otherwise. Well, he and the Patriots beef continues. And Bill Belichick, and we assume Jordan Hudson is involved in this as well, because that's just how it's going to be. We always assume she's going to be involved in anything Bill Belichick does going forward. They want a couple of trademarks, or at least they applied for a couple of trademarks. And unfortunately for them, because the Patriots already had these things trademarked, they can't get done. So the question really is, more for me, is should any of these things be trademarked by anyone? So here's what Bill Belichick and Jordan Hudson, we assume, wanted to get trademarked, and they were denied. Do your job, parentheses, Bill's version. Ignore the noise, Bill's version. The Belistrator, Bill's version. And no days off, Bill's version.
Okay, 100% Jordan Hudson's
idea. Of course,
idea.
It's just the Taylor Swift of it all. Yeah,
yes.
It's got to be her. So I assume the Bill's version is coming from the fact that they think the Patriots are like Scooter Braun, because they have all these without the parentheses. I'm sure they have do your job
as a
trademark and ignore the noise. And they were just, hey, if we just do the Taylor Swift thing and add the parentheses with Bill's version, is that good? The TCR Rights Management is a company that Bill Belichick owns, and he wants to go through them. But the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office says no, too similar to what the Patriots have, so you can't do it.
The U.S. Patent Office hating. I feel like this falls in the realm of there's a chance that it's like a Colts fan or someone who's just like, bleep this guy. Just, you know.
All that grabbing that time what Ty Law was doing against my receivers. Screw you. You don't get any of this.
Out of here.
Yeah. Oh.
He cost me like at least like 2 or 3 Super Bowls.
Yeah. Oh, you thought it was great to bully our receivers back then? Now look at me. I can bully you. So.
F out of here. Bill's first.
He and his existence has been a part of my football life for far too many years, and he has caused me a lot of pain watching his teams play, even when they weren't beating up on my team, beating up on many teams. I haven't rooted for the Patriots since they won their first Super Bowl. Since that point, I've been out, mostly because they started the trend of removing individual introductions at Super Bowls. The Rams had their own introductions, the individual ones that we've always seen. And then the Patriots, we're going to run out as a team because this is who we are. And ever since that point, no one does the individual introductions anymore. I blame them for that, and I haven't rooted for them since. It was when I was a kid. I love that stuff for Super Bowl. I love that presentation stuff for Super Bowls because it was different. You didn't get that normally on in a regular season game. Even some playoff games, you might get a couple guys. But the Super Bowl was the time you got to see all that. And they were like, you know what? We are more than the sum of our parts. So let's go out there and do it as a team. And they went out and won, and that changed the format. So I'm out on them. I'm kind of glad he doesn't get this off enough. There's a question about how much of yourself do you need out there? And a little hint, you better win some more games and win them more impressively, or no one's going to want to wear one of those shirts in Carolina blue. If you are struggling with Charlotte and getting your ass kicked by TCU, who the hell wants to wear a do your job Bills version other than some sycophant Patriot fan who can't let it go? Shout out to the Patriot fans, all excited about Drake May. And then they got Mac Jones again, Mac Jones 2.0 in week one of the season. We'll see. They're very hyped about Drake May, just like they're hyped about Mac Jones until they got a dose of reality. He got to play the Raiders, and he didn't look any better than he did last year. He's got a Dolphins defense that was terrible. We'll see if he actually plays well to the level they think he can in week two.
Oh, yeah, because now this is a Dolphins defense that Daniel Jones lit up.
So if you,
what are you about?
We got to ignore potential improvement from week one to week two for a defense who was terrible and maybe wants to be very highly motivated.
Nope.
You got to be great. Or if Daniel Jones can light him up and you can't, what does that say about Drake May?
This is a direct indictment. This will affect if he is better than Daniel Jones or not.
Like Stephen Ruiz of The Ringer does his quarterback rankings. I imagine he had Drake May above Daniel Jones because he's got a bit of a fetish for tall white quarterbacks who can run a little bit. He does. He loves himself from Justin Herbert.
Daniel Jones like, well,
not that one. He's seen enough of him. But he loves Justin Herbert partly for that reason. Drake May happens to wear the number 10, is a little mobile. So he likes Drake May as well. This is a real turning point for the Drake May hype. If you can't light up a defense who got lit up by Daniel Jones, what were you doing all offseason?
Yeah. Again, ignore any the revamped secondary is better now after game. Nope.
Yeah, it's all about Daniel
Jones.
Offensive
line and the pass rush. Nope.
Better weapons for the Colts.
This is on you, Drake May.
No, who cares? They have Jonathan Taylor and Ty and Warren and Bennett and Alec Pierce.
You're not playing against them. You're playing against that defense.
And maybe
do something.
Yeah, that's how it'll go for Drake May if he doesn't play well.
You have Stephon Diggs, former Pro Bowler.
Who lit up the Dolphins
quite
a bit.
A Pro Bowl wide receiver.
As a Bills. He knows the Dolphins. He's lit them up in the past. Yeah. Why not you, Drake May?
That was like 3 or 4 years ago. But yeah, you have Stephon Diggs.
He's coming off an ACL injury, sure. These are the levels.
No excuses.
These are the type of takes you get when there's so much different from game to game, week to week. But now we got to compare you to Daniel Jones.
No, it's the best time of the year. Week two of the NFL season where I can go. You need to step up, or else you're worse than Daniel Jones.
I like how Daniel's like, wait a minute. Can I just enjoy my week? Why am I the line for what sucks and what doesn't? Hey, leave me alone. I had a pretty good week. Feel pretty good. Got Pat McAfee giving me pats on the back, and you idiots are like drawing the line in the sand, the Mendoza line, Daniel Jones.
Yeah. We're randomly doing a first take segment.
Yeah, while we're calling.
You're pointing.
Yeah, just calling out the nonsense of these takes.
You mean to tell me you can't score? Daniel Jones scored 33 points.
Look, it's a tough week for the Patriots. Sure, they need to avoid going 0-2. But also, if you lose to a team that a lot of people think is terrible, what does that say about you and all the progress you allegedly made? You hired a real coach in Mike Vrabel. You paid a lot of money this offseason to improve your team. You're coming off a loss to the Raiders. PFF ranks the Dolphins as the worst team in football, and you're going to lose to them? As you said, Daniel Jones, Drake May, time for you to step up.
It's time. Get that second win of your NFL career.
Is that the stat?
He only has one win?
I think this would be his third because he started against the Bills when Joe Milton came in.
Oh, yeah. No, I give that to Milton.
You would, but I think officially.
In my record book.
I think officially it goes to Drake May as a win, I believe.
Did he go at least 5 innings?
That's not how they judge that in football because innings don't exist.
But, oh, he had 3 wins.
So I think that was his third win.
Oh.
because he started the game. So give him a little credit. He won three games.
Taking a win away from a black man.
I didn't know. I didn't know that's who you or what you were championing. Backup quarterbacks who come in. And
I'm championing Joe Milton.
He was not good in the preseason.
No.
Not at all.
Just hold strong.
Are you the Gary of this show?
I think Gary's the Gary of this show.
Yeah, he hasn't called in a little bit. We welcome your calls, Gary, anytime you want. I won't prompt you to call in about quarterback play like Lance will.
No.
I'm not an agitator. Unless your name is Daniel Jones and Drake May. All right, we'll go to break.
There's a couple others.
That's true. But no one who's a caller.
No. It's mostly
people who can't hear. It's mostly people who can't hear what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Which is how I like it.
True Aller.
That Christian Hackenberg thing wasn't so far off, I think. We'll see what he does this year. All right, we'll go to break with that. We got one more segment to go. If you want to get in on this nonsense, 713-780-3776. We'll be back.
Houston's only FM sports stations, ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
This is Ron Ansano with your market scoreboard report on ESPN 97.5.
Stocks are mixed this morning after setting records across the board. Dow futures down just a little bit, but the S&P and NASDAQ are advancing. Oracle is up 32%, adding to Larry Ellison's net worth by about $70 billion as that company missed on earnings and revenues yesterday, but had a very positive outlook going forward. The stock surging this morning as we wait for wholesale inflation data due out shortly. The yield on the 10-year note edging a little higher to 4.09%. The dollar flat. Oil up 67 cents to $63.30 a barrel, and gold up $12.20 to $36.94 an ounce. A federal judge has ruled that Lisa Cook, a governor on the Federal Reserve, can stay in her job for now, pending further litigation. That means she may be able to vote when the Fed makes its decision on interest rates next week. President Trump, of course, has been trying to fire her for the last several weeks for cause. As for the remainder of markets across the world, we had upside action in Europe and in Asia. This morning, we're waiting around for that wholesale inflation data, which could affect how much the Fed cuts interest rates by next.
Hey, Lance Zierlein here. If you have low water pressure, dirty or bad tasting water, call Aqueduct Plumbing Company. They're Houston's premier repiping company. If you have a water heater that's over 10 years old, it may be time to look into a tankless water heater. Go to aqueductplumbingcompany.com. That's aqueductplumbingcompany.com. They are the local plumbing experts, and you can trust that they are going to take care of ESPN 97.5 listeners. Make sure that you keep the name aqueductplumbingcompany.com in your phone and ready for action.
Attention taxpayers, if you owe $5,000 or more and have missed another tax deadline, you're officially on the IRS's radar. The IRS has resumed aggressive collections. That means wage garnishments, bank levies, even seizures of your home, car, or retirement accounts. If you owe $5,000 or more and missed the deadline, you're stacking new debt on top of what you already owe. Call Priority Tax Relief now. Their experts fight back fast and are saving their clients millions in tax debt every month.
I owed over $50,000. And they settled it for pennies on the dollar. These guys are as legit as they come.
After speaking on my behalf with the IRS, my entire debt of $25,000 will be eliminated.
Whether you've received collection letters or you're already facing liens and garnishments, call for your free consultation. There are no upfront fees. Priority Tax Relief. Let's make your taxes our priority. Call 800-860-6195. 800-860-6195. 800-860-6195.
Priority Tax Relief.
Cast your line and relax at twocreekscrossingresort.com. Your fishing getaway awaits.
This is Chance McClain reminding you that you can always put off getting a Heritage film. Your dad, you know, the guy you love more than anything, the guy that taught you right from wrong and had it hard as a kid so you wouldn't have to, he's going to live forever. So there's absolutely no rush. You know what they say, there's always tomorrow. No need to go to yourheritagefilm.com and contact us about making a feature-length documentary film of this extraordinary man. Yourheritagefilm.com. No rush. People are immortal.
The Del Olalea Show continues
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's your host, Del Olalea.
So the Texans rank third in one stat. Well, their fans do. This was a survey done by Action Network. They surveyed over 3,050 fans in August of this year, so during the preseason, to find out the drinking habits around the league. Texans fans come in at third when it comes to drinking. And that means level of drinking. Not, well, you guys don't drink a lot, or
but
or,
you make the most out of it.
Or you
make,
yeah, it's not what you do with
it's
the
not,
drinking.
It's not a
it's how much drinking you're doing.
Per play or
yeah,
per,
yeah.
Not
none
a
of that,
rate stat.
None of that nerd stuff. No EPA per beer drunk. The study looked at pre-gaming, in-stadium consumption, and heavy drinking. And heavy drinking is defined as five or more drinks. You are third on the list behind the Cardinals and the Bills. The Bills make sense. You just assume the people in Buffalo, the Bills Mafia, we assume they're heavy drinkers. The Texans, third. I don't know if that's surprising or not. I'm not sure, but you rank third. The team, or at least the fan base who does the least amount of drinking, this one is shocking. The Green Bay Packer fans, least amount of drinking. Well, they did. They asked in the summer. What about in the wintertime when it's miserable in that area?
Yeah, that doesn't make any sense. Are they not accounting for, like, tailgating?
So it's pre-gaming.
Oh.
And let's see what they have to say. As I said, the list is pre-gaming, in-stadium consumption, and heavy drinking. They combine all that stuff to
just
figure out.
General heavy drinking.
Yeah, which is 5-plus drinks or more. So the Chargers, pre-gaming, 69% of the people, Charger fans, they polled pre-game. The Texans fans, 67% of them say they pregame.
Mm-hmm.
As far as heavy drinking, which is 5.5 drinks or more, Texans fans come in at 13%. So the people they ask, only 13% are heavy drinkers. I just didn't think Green Bay Packer fans, maybe they're lying.
Yeah, because like in every other statistic about like drinking and the amount of drinking one does, the Wisconsin's always at the top.
We just assume.
Or if you see a map, like they're always the most extreme, like red or whatever on the map. So, yeah,
And they say they don't like, as far as pregaming, they don't do it. The highest percentage of non-pregaming Packer fans.
Do you think it's some sort of like, yes, in every other aspect of our life, we're heavy drinkers,
so we don't do it at Packer games.
But this is like church, and we don't do it here.
I imagine they would call Lambeau a cathedral for football. Yeah. So maybe that's where it is. Where look,
they wear suits like Vince Lombardi did on the sideline.
We think cheese curds are a delicacy, so we save the drinking when we're choking down our cheese curds. I've heard they're good. I'm just never going to try them. I don't like the word curd, to be honest with you, in food.
It is not. It's one of those things like the like how they talk about getting seafood in a landlocked state.
Yeah.
I don't want curds outside of maybe just Wisconsin.
Or
where it's like
Canada, I think, does.
Oh, yes, Canada. Yeah, yeah.
But I don't want
anywhere else. I'm like, I don't trust you with a curd.
If a cheese curd restaurant opened up on Westheimer, you're out.
Just not stopping
by. Understood.
At the very least, not getting the curds.
I'm there with you. Like if they became a sponsor and they brought food up here, I guess I'd try it. But I'm not looking for it.
Setting us up to not get that beloved cheese curd sponsorship?
That's why I made reference to it, because I don't know that those restaurants exist here. So maybe I don't have to worry about that at any point. Like, you know, I've been pretty open about my dislike for how Raising Cane's does their business. That's a very popular place.
By the way, how they do their business is how they season their chicken.
Yes, yes.
Their
chicken business. To be fair to me.
It makes it seem like Todd Graves stiffed you on something.
Oh, is that the owner?
Yeah, that's the owner.
Why do you know that?
Because he's in commercials.
Okay, I guess I immediately tune out anytime I see that commercial come up, so I don't know anything about him. I just think you're a sauce place, not a chicken place.
Raising Cane's sauce.
Yeah. I understand the appeal of that.
Sauce and fried chicken.
Yeah. But sauce should be leading the charge.
Yeah, yeah.
When you're talking about
it's
your
like
place.
Burgers and fries.
This is why I have a problem. If the chicken's not sauce seasoned burgers. Enough not to dip it in the sauce and make it edible. I know people believe it is anyway. It's just how I look at it.
I would say it's under seasoned.
It fits all the jokes about how white people season chicken. Except it's fried, so you would think it would the friedness helps certainly.
It helps.
But yes, while I don't necessarily agree that white people underseason their food, I mean, I'm sure some people do, but it's some. Not. I don't think it's
not all.
I don't
not
think it's across all white people.
Not all of us, Del.
If I asked you who owned Raising Cane's and who created it, who thought of the recipe?
Oh,
it would be a white person. The food is great, I imagine. People enjoy it. They love.
People do enjoy it.
They love the Texas toast. They love the sauce. It's just not for me.
I like the sauce. To me, I get what you're saying about the strength of the
chicken.
Chicken
is a delivery system for the sauce.
Yes. Yes.
And should that be the thing? I guess whatever gets people in the restaurant.
Yeah.
Whatever gets people there. Look, you got a great business because it's very successful.
Yeah. And by the way, Todd Graves looks white.
But he's not?
No. I don't know for sure. But he looks white.
Okay, you don't want to make any judgments.
Yeah, I just want to be safe.
I'm looking at him right now. I don't know what other conclusion you could come to, but fine. If you want to be open to things, fine.
Net worth, $17 billion.
Yeah, I know. It's very successful. It's just not for me. That's all. It's not me saying Raising Cane's ain't it, because apparently it is. Just not my bag.
Wow.
That's all. Look, Todd Graves is doing just fine without me. Don't worry about it.
Yeah.
He's just fine. And judging by the one time it was brought to a meeting and how everyone engulfed it but me, clearly it's a fan favorite.
Wait, was he on Shark Tank? Oh, no. He was a shark on Shark Tank. That makes more sense.
Well, it would make sense for the guy with the $17 billion net
worth.
Well,
I thought I was going to learn about how Raising Cane's got its start.
And it was
from
Mark
Mr.
Cuban.
Wonderful.
Mark Cuban gave him a rubber stamp.
Yeah, maybe Mr. Wonderful.
Maybe Mr. Wonderful.
Definitely not Damon John. He would take it one button. Get those out of here.
Maybe. It certainly would be. Certainly me. I would do the same thing. All right, we're done for the day. If you enjoy Raising Cane's, look, it's just one man's preference. That's all. It's not a knock on you.
I stand with you, Raising
Cane's. Yeah, we got a Raising Cane's lover here. It's Sean.
Yeah.
It's not
I
me.
Enjoy it.
Or as I found out, Mapers.
Yeah.
Thank you, Mapers, for today. I won't call you that again. Don't worry about it. We are done for the day. And I guess for the first time ever, I could say Rich Eisen is next, followed by Jeremy and Joe. All right, since we're done for the day, what does that mean?
Oh, he dope.
Todd Graves, shout out.
I was trying to think of a spicy chicken place, but I can't. I don't know any of the owner's names, so I'm not going to do that. All right, we'll talk to you tomorrow.